Good morning, everybody. This meeting started off with two pages. I came into David during the week and said, there's two pages on what I'm going to say. And he said, oh, it won't be long. We'll be finished in 10 minutes. I said, we've got a 10-minute video too. So halfway through, I'm putting on a quick 10-minute video. And it's now seven pages. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Right up until last night, you know, I kept getting these messages, put this in, put this in, put this in. So we shall start with a prayer, thank you. Father God, we thank you and praise you for your presence in our daily life. You know all that our church believes in and strives for. And we ask your blessing on the church members, the management, the staff, the pastoral workers, and the people who can't get to church anymore. We are grateful that everyone here today contributes in some way, and we ask you to continue to bless them. Amen. Simple prayer, which means a great deal. There are so many aspects to prayer that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to be talking on prayer today, as you have gathered. Oh, God, while you're still on the line, I have an extra few things I would like to mention. Over the years, there are things most people want to know, but other things they are far too polite to ask. Could you please let people know that old age, you don't get a chance to practice? This is the first time we've ever been old, and it just sort of crept up on us. The old age, you do silly things like you drive up to the curb like a mailbox, and you order hamburger and chips. Called old age. Or you put the collection plate might come round and you put in your hearing aid. You know, all different things. It's crazy, but old age does catch up with us all. While you're praying, you don't just have to pray for daily things that you see or think. You could actually do a poem. You might have a special poem. You say, that would be a great prayer. I don't know how to pray, but that would be a great prayer. Things like, bless you, Father, and thank you for listening to me. Blessed are they who understand my faltering step and shaking hand. Blessed are they who know my ears. Today will strain to catch the things they say. Blessed are they who seem to know that my eyes are dim and my wits are slow. Blessed are they with a cheery smile who takes the time to chat for a while. And blessed are they who make it known I'm loved, respected, and never alone. Everybody know the story of the king and the spider. This king was fighting out in the middle of fighting lands, I would say, against the other people. Anyway, he thought he was going to lose. He just couldn't cope, and he wondered why. And he went into this little cave, and there was a spider building a web. And the spiders build a web, and all of a sudden it breaks, and the spider falls down. So, and he gets back up again, starts building his web, and falls down again. He goes on about three times, and he finally gets the web finished. And the king says, aha, that is what I've got to do. So he goes out and he fights, comes back in again, prays, goes back out, fights again, comes back in, goes out, and finally wins. See, if we let the Lord know our needs, he will answer your prayers, but you may not have to keep praying every day. But most of the time we do. And what we have to do is to keep on praying. We can't just pray and say a prayer and then we expect 5 minutes later it's going to be fixed. Sometimes it will be. If the Lord thinks the need is that you will need it there and then, he will fix it straight away. But we have to keep asking him. We have to show him we love him. We have to show him that we're really overjoyed with his presence. And when we do that, he will listen all the time. Some of the references I've been using for on prayer is like Romans 8, verses 26 to 27. It says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Now, you might be praying, you might say, oh, Father, Lord. And you forget what to say, but you're making these sounds. Now, that is the Spirit, the actual Holy Spirit inside you, sending the message. He knows what you want. He knows exactly what you want and how to get the message through. So you may not. And you, so if you do these groans and then you start saying things, the Spirit will send them for you. And verse 27 says, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So the Spirit there is inside you. He knows exactly what you need. Not what you want. He doesn't know what things you want. I want a Mercedes. I'm sorry, he's not going to give you it. You know, but I need something. And he will listen and the Spirit will send the message. One of the other verses I want was Matthew 6, verses 6 and 7. It says, when you go into your room, could be a shed, a car, bedroom, closet, anyway, as David says, he goes out and he sits in the car, pulls over to the side of the road, sits in his car, and he prays. Just about every morning David does that on his way to the church. He says, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, like years ago when they first started, you know, back year one, I would say. You get these people who call themselves ministers and they're talking for hours and hours, non-stop. And when they're finished, they haven't said a thing. It's called babbling. You know, you just keep going on and on and on. And people get tired of listening to it. So it's don't do it like babbling pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words, but they won't be. Now, as it says, go into a room, it could be a car or anything, and pray by yourself. I'm sorry to let you know, you can never, ever be alone when you're praying. Never. It is impossible. You might be sitting in a room and say, but I'm here by myself. No, you're not. For a start off, God is there listening. Jesus is listening. The Holy Spirit is listening. All of the angels, the thousands of angels. Now, you have to move out of the room because it's getting too crowded in there. The devil jumps in with all his demons. Now you're in the middle of the street because there's thousands. And they're all listening. So you can never, ever pray alone. But if your prayer is from the heart and straight, it will reach God. But remember, the devil is in there. And if you start thinking of something else while you're in there, bam, he's there, he's inside, and you're gone. Your prayer then becomes rubbish. You must have a straight and narrow thought on what you're praying for. Don't ever go to one side or the other side. Because, I tell you, he'll get in there. I know, he's done it to me quite a few times. And you have to fight him sometimes. I think, Matthew, at this time we might put the video on. So there's no popcorn, I'm sorry, I couldn't afford any.
Yeah. It is called, That's Not How You Pray. Okay? Okay, just repeat after me. Okay. I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
For dying for my sins.
For dying for my sins.
For raising from the dead.
For raising from the dead.
I just make you my Lord and Savior.
I just make you my Lord and Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it, man. You're a Christian.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations. Awesome. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank
you. You know, I got to go. My fish got food poisoning. Hey, don't forget to pray, okay?
Okay.
All right, see ya.
I see you, Joe. Wait, how do you pray? Oh, excuse me, sir. Do you know how to pray?
Sure.
Yeah? Could you teach me?
All right, great. No problem.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's just get down on our knees, right?
Okay.
You have to get down on your knees.
Really?
Yes, always.
Okay.
Okay? So you put your hands like this.
Okay. Right?
You just arch your back just a little bit. And then put your head down, close your eyes. Make sure you have your eyes closed or God's not going to hear you. Okay? And just repeat after me.
Okay.
Oh, Sovereign Lord. Go ahead.
Oh, Sovereign Lord,
Thou art most holy in all the earth.
Thou art most holy in all the earth.
Your glory shines from mountains to valleys.
Your glory shines from mountains to valleys.
Good, good, good. So you can do this, right?
Okay.
Or you can also do this. Lord, You are so wonderful.
Lord, You are so wonderful.
Your seraphim and cherubim surround Thee day and night, crying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Wait, say that again.
Your seraphim and cherubim surround Thee day and night, singing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Your seraphim and cherubim surround Thee day and night, You are most...
That's good. You know what? Just keep practicing, okay? You're doing great. Okay. Just keep practicing. All right. I'll see you later. I gotta go, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks. Oh, God Most High! Oh, God Most High! You have savest me from Thine... from... the valley of the shadows of death, and I... Almighty Father, Thine works make me...
Yo, what's up, man? What are you doing?
I'm praying.
That's not how you pray, bro.
It's not?
Come on. Ain't nobody got time for that. Come on. Get up. Okay. Check it out. You ain't got to be all religious and everything, okay?
Okay.
Just repeat after me. Okay. My brother. My brother.
My brother.
From a virgin mother.
Virgin mother.
You are so good to me.
You are so good to me.
You keep me out of the hood.
You keep me out of the hood.
And you pay for all my sins.
And you pay for all my sins.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
For shizzle my nizzle.
For shizzle my nizzle.
That's off the heezy.
That's off the heezy.
You give me my daily brizzle.
You give me my daily brizzle.
And you forgive all my sizzle.
And you forgive all my sizzle.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Good job. This is cool. That's good, man. So, just keep working on it. Just keep practicing, all right?
Okay.
Peace.
Yo, G-Wizzle! You know my heart. You know me. You know me. You know me.
I don't.
So, I know Juliana, she was being a little cray-cray earlier. I apologize on her behalf, you know. So, listen, can I have your number?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm praying.
That's not how you pray.
No.
That is completely disrespectful. Okay? You have no respect. Let me show you how to do it.
Okay?
All right. First of all, you have to beg for your life.
Really?
God is angry. Very angry. So you have to have respect. Come on, follow me. Oh, God, forgive us!
Oh, God, forgive us!
Oh, such a terrible, ugly, despicable worm!
I'm such a terrible, ugly, despicable worm.
You beat your chest. You beat your chest.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
I kept the sins of your people!
I kept the sins of your people!
You're doing great. That is how you pray.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Is God going to kill me?
He might! Make sure you ask for forgiveness every 5 seconds.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, have a good time.
Jesus! I don't know what I'm apologizing for. But I'm sorry. Don't kill me. Bro. I just wanna say.
What are you doing?
I'm praying.
That is not how you pray. Come on, get up. First of all, be a man, okay? Don't be begging for your life. You don't have to beg God to get something, all right? You gotta tell him what to do. All right? Let me show you how to do it, all right?
Is he gonna kill me?
He's not gonna kill you. He's scared of you. Come on. For real. All right, stand like this. Come on, stand like this. Now put your hands out like this. Loosen your wrists. There we go. Good, good.
That's just better.
What do you say? Oh! Oh! Lord! Lord, how come you didn't answer my prayer last week?
How come you didn't answer my prayer last week?
You know Joey Bag of Donuts is after me.
You know Joey Bag of Donuts is after me.
I didn't lose that bag of money.
You know Joey Bag of Donuts?
Yeah, I know Joey. You know Joey?
Oh, yeah.
So, you tell him like this. You say, Lord,
Lord,
if you don't answer my prayer,
if you don't answer my prayer,
you're gonna be swimming with the fishes. You're gonna be swimming with the fishes. Yeah, let's see you walk on water with cement shoes on your feet.
Let's see you walk on water with cement shoes on your feet.
That's it. That's how you do it, buddy. Good job.
All right.
All right, I'll see you later. I gotta go open up the bakery.
All right. Jesus! I want something. Give me something. I got a list for you. It's not a naughty nice list.
Yeah, right.
It's my Christmas list, but early. All right. First of all, I want gold. I want a new house that's gold. I want a gold car. I want some gold donuts. I want a gold chair. A gold driveway, a gold wife, a gold fish. That's pretty easy. All right. Secondly, I want some money. Along with the gold. You know, different types of commodities and stuff. Now, the thing is, if you don't get this to me by tomorrow, Lord.
What are you doing, son?
I'm praying.
And who told you to pray like that?
The guys.
Son, you don't have to put on a show for me when you pray. You don't have to pretend. I know what's in your heart.
You do?
That's right, I do. Just be yourself. Just talk to me as if I was just standing right in front of you.
Okay.
Like you were talking to your own father. Go ahead, try it.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I haven't known you for very long, but people are telling me things about you and who you are, and I don't know what's right.
It's all right, son. I'm living inside of you now, and I will show you what's right. I promise.
You will?
When you pray to me, make sure you make time to listen, and I'll speak to you.
Okay. But how do I pray?
Just talk. Just talk like we're buddies. We're best buds.
Like this?
That's right. Exactly like this. And pray with confidence that I will do the things that I promised for you.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Awesome.
Thanks.
For shizzle.
Well, there you go. That is not how to pray, most of those. As he says in the end there, just be yourself. Just pray whatever comes into your heart, into your mind, just pray it. And you'll find that God is listening and he will answer you. One of the other verses that I was contemplating actually praying over was Luke 11. I think most people know this one, Luke 11. It tells us how to start praying if we don't know how to pray. And it says, now Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say. Now you all know this one. Would you please join in with me? Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's a great little prayer. Once you get through that, even halfway through that, if you don't know how to pray, things start to come in your mind. Things that the Lord is talking to you about. If you're listening, you will hear him. And by the time you finish that, you're talking and praying to God, asking him for things. It is a great way to start. I'd like to close in prayer now. As I said, I kept it short because of the meeting that's coming up. So my final closing prayer is, Father, we thank you for the blessings you give to this church and all the people who attend. We ask that you be with Pastor David and help him to give us the message that you want us to know. Use him as your messenger for us. We also would like to bless all the workers of the church, no matter what they do, as they do it for you. We ask that you bless this building, Lord, and to make it full again with the people, and that those who go out through the doors have come to know you a little bit deeper when they come in than when they came in. We ask that you be with those who cannot attend the meetings, whether it is through illness or some other means. We also ask that you be with those who are sick and feeble and rest your loving hands on them. May the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you.